Welcome to Pursuing Biblical Masculinity, a podcast where we explore God's Word to uncover the disciplines we need to live out our faith. Our goal is to help men not just know Scripture, but give them the tools they need to put it into practice so that they can stand firm in their faith. As we continue this series on Sola Scriptura, we've looked at a number of things so far. We've looked at Scripture as God's gift to man. We've looked at Scripture and how it tells us who God is, as well as it reveals to us who we are. And today we're going to talk about purpose and how Scripture defines our purpose. Many people ask questions like, why are we here? What is the purpose of life? And this is a really big question, and we're not going to be able to get into all the philosophical thought behind this, but what we can do is look to Scripture. We can look to Scripture to better understand what is our purpose. So something that I found very helpful, and something that I did not grow up with, but something that I came into much later in my life, was the Westminster Shorter Catechisms. The catechisms were something that is mainly today associated with the Catholic Church, but the fact is that many of the Reformed churches across the world continue to use catechisms today. It's not something that's uniquely Catholic. Catechisms is simply questions and answers that help us explore what Scripture says about many things in our lives. It really helps us define what we believe. And what's really cool is that the first question gets to the heart of what is our purpose. And the question is this: what is the chief end of man? Or to put it another way, why does man exist? And the answer to this question is man's chief end, man's purpose, is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. In this simple answer, we find our purpose not just for this life, but for all eternity. You see, our purpose is not found in ourselves. It's found in the one in whom our image was made to reflect. And in Scripture, we can find the truths that we need to turn our focus away from a self-centered focus and back towards God, our Creator. So let's go ahead and unpack this two-pronged purpose. So let's talk about the first part, man's chief end. Man was created primarily to glorify God. It says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. And Revelation 4:11, it says, worthy are you, O Lord, and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. We were all created by God, by God's will, by God's design. And we were created to bring Him glory. That's what glory means. It means to reflect God's glory. We don't make God glorious. God is already glorious. But we glorify Him when we reflect Him. This means in all the things that we do. And oftentimes it's seen that, like, if you're in ministry, then your life is more glorifying as if you're not in ministry. Maybe you're business world or blue collar work. But the reality is God doesn't distinguish. It says that whether you eat or drink, and we all do that, or whatever you do, there, if you don't eat or drink, everybody does something. So we were all created to honor God in our jobs, in our marriages, in our parenting, in our friendships, in our private times when we're alone, living lives that honor God, no matter what we're doing, no matter where we are. This is all of our purpose, but it's going to look different based on where God has placed you in that moment or given you the freedom to make that decision to pursue any career that you want to pursue. But knowing that you're doing it from a God-centered perspective as opposed to man-centered. It's about living a life that honors the Lord. The second part of this is that we are called to enjoy Him forever. It says in Psalm 73:25 and 26, whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. God is our portion forever. God is our eternal reward. Our ultimate purpose as believers is to glorify Him and enjoy Him in eternal fellowship, to be in God's presence Our purpose doesn't just stop with this life, but it has an eternal focus. And it's easy to look at the world around us, and it's easy to look at our everyday lives and be trapped in the moment and lose that eternal focus. I'm guilty of it all the time. Got problems, issues, things I gotta take care of, good things, hard things, and I forget about my eternal focus. And when we can get back to these simple questions, and we simplify these really, really big questions, it can really help us to return our focus to the things that matter. That we have a purpose to glorify God, to reflect Him in our lives. And that it's not only about this life, but eternal fellowship with a Father who dearly loves us. So as we look and reflect at this answer, we need to ask ourselves, what areas of our lives are we glorifying God? And what areas are we lacking in? And after we understand that, we need to say, what changes do we need to make in order to glorify God in all things? And lastly, do we live with an eternal mindset? And why or why not? If you're a man looking for direction, looking to grow in your relationship with God and to really make these changes that last, coaching and mentorship is a powerful resource. I've been working with coaches for years, and they have helped me grow and become the man I am today. If you're interested in learning more about how coaching could help you, and more specifically, how Christian coaching could help you grow in your relationship with God, grow in how you lead in your home, in your marriage, and at your work, sign up for a free discovery session today at reformedandredeemed.org.